I know how many of you have closely followed our opening with Cuba. It's been mentioned already. And not just because the Tampa Bay Rays beat Cuba 4-1 in March. Notwithstanding that, it's actually created new opportunities for U.S. business and emerging Cuban private sector. And it's engendered greater personal connection with the citizens of Cuba. And here's the thing. I've had a chance to meet every leader of every country in the hemisphere. And the single act beginning to normalize relations with Cuba has lifted an enormous burden off of them, allowing them much more flexibility to deal with us as they want to do. It's had multiple benefits so far. It's paid important foreign policy dividends. We still have real disagreements with the Cuban government about its denial of basic freedoms to its citizens. And we're going to continue to raise these issues and stand up for the protection of human rights. I was asked to speak to the OAS when we were in the process of moving forward, and I said to them quite bluntly, we're doing what you wanted us to do, and it's the right thing to do, but now we expect you to speak up when we talk about the violation of human rights. You all must be part of making sure that this reform ultimately takes place. But shifting from isolation to engagement proved that our promise to listen rather than dictate to the region was more than just words.